Good morning, everybody. This is the pre-bid for B250090CMR, Richmond Pedestrian Bridge Replacement, CDBG MIT. Scheduled for today, February 24th, 2025 at 10 a.m. My name is Carolina Rodriguez, and I'm a procurement analyst for the Lee County Procurement Management Department. Before we begin, we'll note for the record that members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, we'll open the floor at this time for any public comment. No comments at this time. I ask now that the Lee County staff and any public present introduce themselves and state what department or company they're with.
Avelino Cancel, Lee County DOT.
Wilson Gomez, Lee County DOT.
Steve Nappy, H&A, CEI and Jones.
Troy Timmons, Love and Construction, potential bidder.
Jose Mendez, Zap Construction, potential bidder.
Thank you. We are here today to discuss this project and answer any questions you may have about this project. Please note that any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as change or clarification to this project. All questions must be submitted in writing to me via email. My contact information is on the front of the page of the solicitation. Questions received in writing will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to the county's website. Before I turn over to the project manager, I'd like to cover some housekeeping items. The bids are due March 28th, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. Bids submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. Vendor submission shall include two hard copies, marked original and one copy. Provide one electronic flash drive and the set up with the entire submission documents. Electronic submission documents is to be single Adobe PDF file in the same order as the original hard copy. There are several forms and documentations that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete their entirety. Forms, descriptions, and instructions are located on page 76 and 77 of the solicitation. There's a checklist document management form that can be used as a guide located on page 75. If a form is not applicable to your firm, you are requested to submit this form with a not applicable or NA clearly noted across. A bid bond in the amount of 5% of the proposed dollar amount is required with your submission. The reference survey form is only required of the apparent lowest bidder of this project and therefore not required to be submitted until after the notice of intended decision is posted. Form 1 is the solicitation response form. This form is the acknowledgement to participation in the solicitation and must be fully executed and submitted with your package and will deem your firm non-responsive. Addendums must also be noted on this form. Form 1A, the bid schedule proposal form. This form is located in a separate Excel document and contains formulas. Although formulas are present, you are required to double check your totals for any errors and correct as necessary. Unit prices prevail if in the event that there's any calculation errors. Document postings, addendums, and other relevant documents such as notice of intended decision will only be posted to the Lee County procurement website, and you are responsible for checking this site often for the presence of any addenda or any other materials. Are there any questions on the... Okay. I'd like to turn on the floor now to the project manager.
Okay, good morning. I'm Avelino Cancel. I will be the project manager for this construction. So Wilson Gomez, an intern from FGCU, will be working with me. You guys will be seeing him. Well, as well, I mean. Steve Nappy with Hardison Hanover. They're gonna do the CEI and compliance and everything on this project. But let's go to what we're here for. As you guys know, this project is for the construction, or might I say reconstruction, on the pedestrian bridge next to the Lehigh Elementary School, which is here, and the bridge will be here. The previous bridge that used to be there, it was destroyed by Hurricane Irma 5 years ago. LAMSI, which is the Lehigh Acre Municipal Special Improvement District, they submitted for this grant to replace that bridge way back when, but it didn't work out, so they asked assistant for the county to work with the grant and end up in my plate. So now we got everything through. We're ready to go to construction. Before going into details with that, I want to say the bridge will be here. If you guys see, these are the piles of the old bridge. Mm-hmm. New one will be like offset a little bit farther from the bridge. And these piles, it's on the plans, needs to be cut flush at ground level. There will be a big trail going in this side of the canal, on the north side, and the bridge will going to join that trail. The trail will be done on a separate contract by somebody else. I'm not involved with that. But this will connect to that trail. Now I'm going to the plans. Are you guys familiar with the area? I don't know, you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he went to the school.
That trail, when is it gonna be done?
I don't know, but I can't find that out. I'm going to write it down on one of the questions.
Something
else? Sidewalk job? Yes. No. We got another sidewalk job there. And it was already open. So, yeah, that's what Steve mentioned. I have another job there too, but nothing to do with this one. We're putting a sidewalk going down from here, 3rd Street, going like this way, this way, this way, this way, and then up here on school side court. And he's also the CI in that one. Okay, this is on my project. You're gonna get tired of me. Okay, so this project is for a prefab pedestrian bridge. These plans were done by Patel Green and Associates. They are in Temple Terrace, Florida. The designer, Johnny Fong, he called me. He got stuck in really bad traffic, and he will not make it in time. So I will go on the plans with you guys. I'm going to write down the questions, if it's technical, you know. And then he can answer. It will be an addendum. So it's a prefab bridge. It will be supported, you know, by the two abutments. Abutment will be on pile. The pile information is in this plan set. He already checked with certain manufacturers. I think they're here by the end. There's like three possible companies, but remember, if you guys have a different option of, you know, prefab company, you can submit it. It will be answered, you know, if it's equal or better or something. It'll be answered. It's here, the three companies, they're here somewhere in the plans. I know they're here somewhere.
I think you just passed them.
Oh, I did.
Right here.
Yeah, there we go. That's one of them, no?
Yep.
Cornerstone. Oh, yeah, there we go. And Bailey. Yeah, he suggested three companies that they already checked and they will be perfect for the project. If you have something else, you can submit it, you know, during construction, I mean, as shop drawings, and we can evaluate. There's another set of roadway that have the details of the connection to that Able Canal Trail here. I will find out what is the status of this project. It will be on the addendum. So with that said, it's a little kind of easy, straightforward project. I will leave it now to Steve so he can tell you how you guys gonna do the inspections and compliance and all of that.
Yeah, so compliance, EEO, grant funding, Davis Bacon, we'll be doing that with Sabrina Koval. I know you guys probably worked with her before. So obviously that's very important for this job. If you have any questions, definitely reach out before you bid and find out it's more than you bargained for. Other than that, typical CEI, so we'll be out there checking the materials, the certs, all that good stuff, and working with you guys, so we'll be there. But wage rates, have you guys both done wage rate jobs?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Five people,
too. So I won't belabor that, and she's very helpful, so, you know, she's not playing gotcha, she'll help you through issues and stuff, but she will, we want those resolved timely so that the funding doesn't get at risk. That's all I
mean. Okay. Do you guys went on site? I'll suggest you guys to go and check that. And the bridge is gonna be back here, but you got all these power lines in the middle. That's one of the reasons that we push it back to make it easier for you guys when you have to fly the bridge or something. But just keep that in mind. Do your due diligence. Make sure this into account.
Tell your Lehigh Acres own a certain distance of that right away along the canal bank.
It should be in the plans, yes.
Okay.
It should be in the plans. But I'm gonna put this as a question, no?
Just so you guys can do me a favor, all the questions that you're asking here, if you can submit them in writing. Okay.
So, yeah, keep this in mind. And also, well, you're going to be working here, but obviously, you know, you're next to an elementary school, and there was a lot of people that walk, you know, kids to school. When you're working, keep that in mind. There's kids around. Be careful, which I don't need to tell you that, but I want to reiterate.
What about the noise? I see this is kind of residential.
I'll find out.
You know, we don't want to be driving pile at 6 in the morning.
No. At least there are not that many. Like 2 and 2. But yes, I'll put that out there. Okay.
Any other questions?
Any other question, guys?
I'm good.
This is a CDBG grant, as you guys know. So, like Steve said, have certain grant requirements that need to be complied.
Is it paid for by the county, or is it paid for by the...
No, we're going to pay you, and then the agency reimburses us, which has nothing to do with you guys, but we're going to pay you.
We just need to make sure you guys are complying with all the grant
funded
items so we can get reimbursed.
It's not actually considered a LAP project?
No, this is not a LAP.
Okay.
It's easier than LAP.
Okay.
We've done like 2 or 3 so far, and it's...
So I was trying to, I guess... gauge that based off LAP projects.
They're like 50% of the problems in LAP.
So no Mac, but still tracking materials and tests and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? As Carolina said, any questions, you can send it to email by her, to
yes.
Her or email that is on the...
Yes, my information is on the front page of the solicitation documents. Just send that to me in writing so we can get an addendum posted for you guys. If there's any other questions.
When is the deadline for them to submit your questions?
It's going to be 8 days prior to submittal, which is... Hold on, let me write it on the calendar. Eight calendar days. It's March what? 28th?
March 18th is the submission date.
March 18th? The opening?
Yeah. The opening, yes, sir.
Sorry. It's going to be the 20th, so that's the deadline for questions by 5 p.m. So March 20th.
But he said March 18th is the opening?
March 28th is the opening.
Ah, 28th? Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, there's a title.
Yeah, it says 18.
Okay. Did I mess it up?
Yeah, it says 18.
Probably did. I'm sorry.
Blame Lila.
Oh, Lila's fault. I'm sorry, guys. You are correct. Submission
18?
Day is the 18th.
Okay.
Typo.
Okay.
Put
so
March
18th is the opening.
March 18th is the opening. So deadline is March 10th. I apologize.
March
10th. March
10th. Okay. So before March 10th, send her any questions that you guys have. We're going to issue the addendum, and good luck.
If there's any alternates, too, there is. It's going to be 10 business days prior to bid opening for you guys to submit that. Okay. All right, any other questions?
Straightforward.
It's a straightforward project,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Simple.
Probably the longest way will be just wait for the manufacturer, for the bridge.
All right. Okay, so this concludes the pre-bid proposal for B250090CMR, Richmond Pedestrian Bridge Replacement, CDBG MIT. Thank you.